Minneapolis is hosting a gathering of child care professionals from around the country today and tomorrow. The conference is organized by a group called Zero to Three, and it's brought a few thousand early educators, researchers, and pediatricians to the Minneapolis Convention Center. Our early education reporter, Kyra Miles, attended some of the sessions, and she's here to talk more about what she learned. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So what kinds of topics are being covered during this conference?
You know, Tom, I looked at the conference schedule, and they're tackling a wide range of issues, from racial disparities and postpartum depression to how to teach young children about climate change. You know, in some of the sessions I peeked in on, there were at least 100 or so people in each room.
All right. So what did you learn today that stuck out to you?
The session that really stuck out to me today was called Decolonizing Leadership in Infant Mental Health.
All right, that sounds like a big and somewhat loaded topic, and infant mental health. Explain what that is.
Well, infant and early childhood mental health, it's not really like babies and talk therapy or anything.
Okay,
it's,
all right.
It's more about
advanced babies. Yeah.
Right. It's more about the ability for babies and young children to experience emotions and develop healthy social relationships. So for providers, that might look like home visits, talking to parents, and engaging with little kids about what they're feeling. But what was really interesting about this session was the focus on what decolonizing and early childhood mental health means and what the Black Liberation Movement can teach ECE providers about justice and social emotional learning. So one of the speakers, her name's Eva Marie Shivers. She founded a cultural center for families and young children of color in Arizona. I spoke to her after the session. It ended with some music and people, you know, mingling and talking to each other. And I asked her about what the big takeaways were.
I think the biggest thing is holding the multiple truths of understanding how these oppressive systems that have been in existence for generations both influence kind of how we show up in the world and how a lot of that injustice also lives inside of us.
She says it's important for providers to understand the impact of intergenerational trauma and the importance of diversifying the workforce, because the kind of traumas that Black and brown children may grow up with are different from what white children may grow up with, and those differences can affect their outcomes at an early age.
All right, so what are some of the other big themes in early childhood education, or ECE is the abbreviation people use, right, at this year's conference?
Well, I spoke to Matthew Melmed. He's the executive director of Zero to Three. I spoke to him ahead of the conference, and he says this year they're really focused on the impact COVID has had on different fields in early childhood care and learning.
There is a real severe workforce challenge and a system that for years has been not viable from a market-based solution is really struggling. And you're starting to see that having, you know, impact on parents and their babies and their toddlers, and even in terms of the economy, in terms of the ability of working parents to go back to work.
And other topics he highlighted were ways to identify developmental challenges with the help of pediatricians, looking at how to transform the child welfare system, and how the pandemic has just exacerbated all of these issues and even more.
Yeah, as we keep hearing. Now, any other trends out there that early education people should know about?
I did want to note that Melmed says there's a lot of good momentum and conversation happening nationally around early childhood policy, and the same can be said in Minnesota. The state made some big moves this last legislative session in early care and learning. The state just created a brand new department of children, youth, and families that's in its early stages, but should be completed around 2025. I'm actually doing some reporting on this new department and what it will actually be doing in the coming weeks and months.
Kyra Miles, we look forward to that reporting. Thank